Last month picked up from Superstorm Sandy, addled October, but that was expected. Compare Great Lakes domestic cargo from last month to a year ago, and it's off nearly 9%. Coal is down 13% for the year. But at the largest coal terminal on the Great Lakes, Superior's Midwest Energy, President Fred Schusterich says that they're holding their own. They've shipped more than 14 million tons in spite of Canada ending most coal-fired energy last year.
Canada has dried up. You know, that's the 14 million. If you added 8 million tons to that, that's what we used to do to Ontario Power up in, Nanticoke, Ontario. So that's why our tonnage is down where it is. Europe has promise, but everything is slow right now, and I see that continuing into calendar year 2013.
Iron ore leads the tonnage totals out of Duluth Superior. Port Director Adolf Ojard says domestic trade is off slightly, but Canadian and overseas traffic is about the same or a bit better. He says next year should be about the same, but a lot depends on Washington.
I know there's a lot of anxiety out there, and the quicker Washington can get its financial house in order, I think the quicker industry will react to what are potentially good news items, and we'll see some added capacity and some additional consumption.
November's U.S. flag Great Lakes cargo of 9 million tons is also down 4% from the five-year average. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.